This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave you with these questions before I take leave of you. And Be'ez Hashem, we will be the next shiur will be the next Wednesday. Okay, so the shiurim, there won't be shiur next Monday. Just a few questions on the parsha, imponderables on the parsha. In Parak Mem Hei Pasuk Aleph, Rashi has a very creative way to learn the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yosef could not contain himself to all that were standing there. Basically, Yehuda's pleading, he's begging, please, we can't, how could I go up to my father without Binyamin? And Yosef was becoming very emotional. If I would have explained what Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Aleph meant, that Yosef couldn't contain himself, I would have thought it meant Yosef was becoming so emotional he was going to break out crying. So he didn't want to cry in front of the officers of Mitzrayim. So he had to send everybody out so before he breaks out crying. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says Yosef could not tolerate the fact that the Mitzrim were standing there while his brothers were being embarrassed. So he said to the Mitzrim, leave the room. If you read the Pasuk, that's not simple pshat in the Pasuk. Simple pshat in the Pasuk is, Yosef could not contain himself emotionally, and he was going to break down crying. Why didn't Rashi learn the simple pshat? That Yosef couldn't contain himself, he was about to cry, so he asked everybody to leave the room. The very next Pasuk is, Vayiten es koyle b'vchi, that he cried so loud that the weeping was heard everywhere. So why doesn't Rashi interpret the Pasuk simply? That's question number one. Question number two. You know, when Hashem comes to Avram and Hashem tells to Avram to do the Akedah, Avram responds, Hineni. When Yaakov asked Yosef, go check on your brothers, Yosef knew that he was endangering his life, but he wanted to mekayim kibud av va'im, so he also said the language of Hineni. But it struck me interesting that when Hashem tells Yaakov, go down to Egypt, what does Yaakov respond? Yaakov also says the word Hineni. Vayomer lekim liYisrael b'maris halel. Vayomer Yaakov. Vayomer Hineni. Why does Yaakov use the word Hineni? The Ribbono Shel Olam is not giving him a test. Hineni is by the Akedah. Hineni is when Yaakov tells Yosef to check on the brothers. Here all Hashem is telling Yaakov is, don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Why the expression Hineni? Okay. Next question. Perek Memvav, Pasuk Yud Ches. Okay, these are just questions for you. Think about, it's listing the family of Yaakov Avinu, Mem Vav Yod Ches, and it says, Eila b'nei Zilpa! These are the children of Zilpa. And the Pasuk says, who's Zilpa? Asher nosan Lavan l'Leah, that Lavan gave to Leah. I know that already. I don't know who Zilpa is. Now we forgot who Zilpa was. Why does the Torah have to reiterate? By the way, Zilpa was who Lavan gave to Leah. We know that from Parshas Vayitzeh. Why does the Torah repeat that? Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. This is interesting. Vayomer Yosef Alecha Ve'Beis Aviv. Ela, I will go up and I'll tell Paroi. Why does Yosef say, I will go up? You know, whenever the Torah says, I will go up, referring to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi always comments from the Gemara and Kedushin, from here we learn Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all the lands. But Yosef's in Egypt, what he should say, Eilech v'agid al-far, I will go and tell Paroi. Why el, I will go up? What's this language of going up? Paroi lived on top of a mountain? I mean, the Torah never said Paroi lived in a high spot. Why does the Torah use the lashon of Ela? Okay. Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Hey. Vayomer Paroi el Yosef, Leimar, Avicha v'Achecha bo eilecha. Your father and your brothers came to you. Egypt stands before you, put them wherever you want. What's Paro saying? Your brothers, your father and your brother came to you. No kidding. That's the last perek. Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef tells the brothers that if Paro asks you what your occupation is, tell them that you're shepherds. It talks about the whole conversation between Yosef and his brothers. Why does Paro introduce his conversation? Yosef, your father and your brother have come to you. That's like what we call Captain Obvious. Everybody knows that's what happened. Obviously, they came. Okay, next. One more question. So Yaakov Avinu stands before Paroi, and Paroi says, "How old are you?" And Yaakov Avinu says, "That I look older than I am. I've had a difficult life." The pasuk says, "Vayivarech Yaakov es Paroi." Yaakov blessed Paroi. "Vayetze milifnei Paroi," and he left from before Paroi. There's an extra word in this pasuk. It should say, "Vayetze milifanov." He left before him. It says he blessed Paroi. So why does it have to say Vayetze milifnei Paroi? The word Paroi is extra. It says Vayivarech Yaakov es Paroi. Vayetze milifnei Paroi. It should just say Vayetze milifanov. One more, and I'll let you leave. I'll let you go. Rashi says on the words Vayivarech Yaakov. Yaakov blessed him. Rashi says, what bracha did he bless him? That when Paroi approaches the Nilus should rise up to Paroi. And from then on, every time Paroi came to the Nilus rose up toward Paroi. How does Rashi know what the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Paroi? We know Rashi's modus operandi, Rashi's operating mechanism is, he's telling you pshuto yishel mikra, the simple reading of the pasuk. He's not just citing midrashim, he's explaining to you what you need to know in order to read the pasuk. The pasuk says Yaakov blessed Paroi. Where does Rashi see in this pasuk the blessing that Yaakov gave to Paroi? I understand the Medrash tells this to us, and Rashi quotes the Tanchuma, but how in the reading of the Pasuk does Rashi see that this was a blessing? The Pasuk doesn't say anything. You have to say that the Pasuk in Pasuk Zayin already said Vayivarech Yaakov es Paroi, and that Rashi interpreted, that's just a greeting. That's just a greeting. You meet an important person, you give them a bracha. But then when Yaakov left, he gave him a bracha. That's not just a courteous goodbye, farewell. There must have been something substantial. So in other words, Rashi's bothered. You can't say that the second Vayivarech Yaakov is just goodbye, because we already had that greeting that you give a king. So therefore Rashi is forced to interpret there must have been some kind of blessing of substance. That's probably why Rashi tells us what it is. It still doesn't explain how Rashi knows exactly what it was. But presumably, that was the need of the country. Yaakov Avinu is greeting the king. The king's most pressing need was the famine. So if Yaakov gave him a blessing, in all probability, the blessing was for what the king needed most. Okay, those are just some thoughts on Parshas Vayigash. I wish everybody bracha v'atzlacha, a freilichin zois Chanukah, and blessing and success for the rest of the week. Hope to see you again soon, next week. Bez Hashem for Parshas Vayechi. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Thank you for listening. Amen, amen. Kol tov, everyone. Yeah, Bez Hashem, yeah. We're going to, Bez Hashem, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Amen. Thank you very much. Kol tov. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.